In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling down from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken." In other words, creation will be falling apart all around you. Jesus also said, "From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates." In other words, the blazing heat of summer is about to come. The fearful judge is already at the gate. Jesus also said, "But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey, when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake." In other words, the master may come suddenly and catch you with your eyes closed because you did not believe his word, you did not stay awake. The question is, why? Why is creation falling apart all around you? Why is the blazing heat of judgment so near? Why do your eyelids grow heavy, threatening to close in the sleep of eternal death? Because all of creation convicts you of sin. All of creation foretells the coming of God and his wrath. All of creation preaches death to mankind. Repent. You are not the victim. You are the perpetrator. Every last one of God's commandments you've broken. We are rebels who have rebelled in thought, word, and deed against the God who is love. And now, as justice finally comes, as creation falls apart around us, and the righteous judge draws near, we act as if we were innocents, terrorized by a bloodthirsty God, when in fact we are the bloodthirsty terrorists who, when given the chance, put God to death on a cross. Now creation unravels and convicts us of our sin. Creation foretells of the imminent coming of God. Creation preaches loud and clear. But still, we doze off in unbelief, ready to sleep eternal death. What then shall we say? Holy God, just judge, if I look toward heaven and see the stars falling and the powers of heaven shaking, I remember that you, my God, are offended by me in many ways. I have sinned, Father, against heaven and before you. When I see the sun darkened and the moon withholding its light, I recall the nights I've spent in wickedness, and that even into the daylight I have brought works of darkness. When I see the fig tree point her branching fingers to the coming summer, I am reminded that I too deserve the blazing heat of your wrath soon to come. For you are not a God who is far off, but a God who is near. Yes, a holy and just God who sees beneath the facade into my wretched heart. And you know what flows from it, what evil thoughts, what sexual immorality, what theft, what murder, what coveting, and more. Lord God, when you plead with me to be on guard and to keep awake, I am reminded of all the times that I have let down my guard and fallen into most humiliating sin. So too, it seems that no matter how zealous I am today and how resolute I am that I will keep my eyes open and be faithful to what you have called me to do, yet in no time at all, my zeal is gone. My eyelids are heavy, and I become drowsy with unbelief, ready to close my eyes in everlasting death. My own weakness preaches against me, as does all of creation. If I consider the example of others whom you have punished by your just judgment, I find that my sins are as weighty as theirs. If I consider the example of the great saints or the good Christian people around me, I find that I am utterly out of place in their midst and unworthy of their company. If I consider my guardian angel, I find that my sin must often put him to flight. If I consider the devil, I see that the freedom he offers has made me little more than his marionette. If I weigh carefully the strictness of your law, I find that my life has not only fallen short, it is but sin heaped upon sin, an eternal embarrassment. If I listen to the counsel of my own conscience, I find that I myself accuse me of things now and of things long ago. Holy God, just judge, all of creation accuses me. All of creation foretells your coming in righteous anger. All of creation preaches that the slumber of death awaits, death and everlasting shame. I flee to Christ, your beloved Son, and my only hope. I am helpless, and to Christ the helpless turn. All creation accuses me. Both tables of the law accuse me. My conscience accuses me. Day and night, Satan accuses me. But you, O kindest Jesus, only you take up my defense. You are my only mediator and advocate. How often I have acted as your enemy, yet still you call me friend. The powers of heaven shake, but you remain with me. All creation accuses me, but you have entered creation and made yourself one with me. Born of a woman as I am, born under the law as I am, to redeem me and make me as you are, God's beloved Son. The heavenly bodies refused to give their light. The sun refused to shine. And darkness fell from noon to three because you were lifted up for me on the cross. You bore the wretchedness of my sins in your innocent flesh. And God declared me to be righteous and innocent for your sake. You commanded the angels not to intervene for you, but instead to intervene for me. You have sent them to help poor sinners, and at your final coming they will gather us from the four winds and bear us safely in their arms to you. As the fig tree points to summer, so now it points also to the tree of your cross. The blazing heat of judgment comes, but you have made a shade for me under your outstretched arms. In the shadow of your cross, you have hidden me. You have shielded me with yourself. The blows that should have fallen on me fell on you instead. All that accuses me accuses you instead. though heaven and earth pass away around me, you hide me in the shadow of your cross and shelter me with your outstretched arms. Kind and merciful Jesus, you know my weakness, and my sins are ever before me. Let me not fall into the slumber of unbelief or close my eyes in eternal death. Though I surely deserve this, for your mercy's sake, spare me. Rouse me with your voice and keep me awake, for I cannot by my own reason or strength keep my eyes open or believe in you. Therefore, kind Master, send your Holy Spirit to keep me awake, with eyes open to your salvation, with ears set on your promised return. Daily forgive my sins, and though I am indeed unworthy and least, let me be numbered with your saints. And on the last day, raise me in my body with them, just as you, dear Jesus, are risen from the dead. For heaven and earth will pass away, but your words will not. Your mercy endures forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
As we come before our Lord in prayer this morning,